Our first reading today says to us, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood. A royal priesthood. After the Second Vatican Council, we began to speak much more about the priesthood of all the baptized. Before the Second Vatican Council, the claim was made that we had the priests and the clergy, and if you wanted to be holy, people had gotten the idea that, well, holiness is for the clergy, not for the average layperson. So the Second Vatican Council wanted to emphasize the priesthood of all believers, the priesthood of all the baptized. But it wasn't just to say that somehow we're all clergy or all in the hierarchy of the church. That wasn't what it was saying at all. Rather, it's important to know what it means to be a priest. A priest, fundamentally, is someone who offers a sacrifice. We see that's what the priests in the old temple did. The people would bring their animals to be sacrificed, and the priests were the ones that offered the sacrifice to God. So to be a priest is to offer sacrifice. That's easy enough to see with the ordained priesthood. When we stand at the altar, we offer a sacrifice. We offer the sacrifice of the Lamb of God. We stand in the person of Christ, and we offer the sacrifice of Christ to the Father. It's, of course, not that we offer again and again a different sacrifice, but rather that one and the same sacrifice of Jesus on Calvary is made present, and he offers himself to the Father at every Mass. That's why the graces of the Mass and the intercessory power of the Mass are so powerful, because it is as though we stand, and whatever we ask God for, particularly for mercy on us and on the whole world, we have Jesus present on the cross, offering himself to the Father, here made present for us, once again, the greatest sacrifice we could ever offer. And so that is the sacrifice that the ordained priest offers. But St. Peter also says to us in the first scriptures, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. If all of us are called to be priests because of our baptism, then we are all called to offer sacrifice. And Peter says plainly, offer spiritual sacrifices. And that is what we're called to do at Mass, to offer our spiritual sacrifices. In the traditional piety of the church, it's often described as to bring your gift, whatever it is that you want to offer God, place it on the altar. See yourself even on the paten as the priest raises it to God. What is it that you need to sacrifice and pray for as a baptized priest? All those difficulties, those struggles in our life, all the joys, anything that we wish to bring before God, that is not just a holy and pious thing to do. It is a responsibility of us as priests of our baptism. Never come to Mass without some kind of intention, something for which you wish to offer this sacrifice. I always try to ask the servers before Mass, what's your intention for this Mass? What do you want to pray for? Certainly, as an ordained priest, that's something that we're very conscious of. We have our prayer intentions for the day. We have the official intention for the Mass. But all of us, what's our intention? What do we bring to Mass? What is on our heart? What do we wish to offer to God? That is the responsibility we have as baptized, the priesthood of the baptized. So today, don't let this Mass go by without fully invoking and making available all the fruits of the Mass, one of which is to have your intention and to offer it to God. We often have fights sometimes over who will get to have their name in the bulletin to have this Mass. And while that's nice that someone would give some money to the church to have this person's name specifically read and the priest specifically remember that person, that's not the limit on the sacrifice of the Mass. It's infinite. The fruits of the Mass are infinite. So whether or not you're able to get this specific date and this specific time to have your loved one's name in the bulletin, You come, you offer the Mass for them. That is part of your dignity as a baptized priest. It doesn't have to be just the priest, Father, who offers the Mass for someone. Everyone, come, bring your intention. Offer Mass for someone, something, some intention. That is what St. Peter is reminding us today. Let yourselves be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.